Every time I eat.
Okay.
Every time you eat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and you've got 5 months to go on that one.
I know. Okay, so today is Friday, March 31st, 2006.
Already.
Doing a follow-up interview with Barbara Zelter at your home again, your cozy home again. And this is for the Heirs to a Fighting Tradition, Oral Histories of North Carolina Social Justice Activist Project. Bridget Burge, interviewer. And Barbara Zelter, oral author. I love that. So just a few follow-up questions. So the first one is, do you think it's important to stay and organize in the South and in North Carolina particularly?
I've become convinced by my own observations and hearing other good analysts that say the South is the key to the country. Look who's heading up our national so-called leadership. You know, it's people from the South or the Southern strategy, neocon strategy. And to undo that mismanagement, foul kind of leadership, I think the solutions will come from the South as well, because this is where the worst of everything in many ways occurs in terms of labor and environment, maybe a lot of things. So yes, I affirm the importance of organizing in the South. And it's interesting to see slowly some national realization around that. One example being the Smithfield campaign, where the United Food and Commercial Workers nationally have, after 6 or 7 years of that effort, finally decided to really allocate some big money, some organizing power to building a Smithfield worker union and community long-term effort to turn around that hog plant situation.
Can you say a little bit more about the situation?
At Smithfield? Well, it's the world's largest hog processing plant in Bladen County, North Carolina. Our state paid money to let them come here and ruin the environment with their 35,000 hogs killed a day. It's, industrial meatpacking at its worst. The demographics of it have changed in the years that it's been here from being what reflected the Bladen-Robeson community of African-American, white, and Lumbee population at the plant to now majority Latino, which workers say was an intentional way, to keep down wages and resistance, because if so many are undocumented, they have, thought they wouldn't claim their rights. But there was one union UFCW campaign several years ago that failed, and it failed because of company intimidation that has been proven. They've been sanctioned by the National Labor Relations Board for a number of unfair practices, including collusion of the Bladen County sheriffs that were their private police force that beat people that were union organizers. Now there's a second organizing wave that is intentionally around building up a slow build of community support, and it seems to be much more effective. So they're not jumping in for union vote as much as they are trying to have all kinds of supermarket actions, getting church resolutions, and using more of a strategy like FLOC used to have its win in the South.
FLOC is a farm
labor organizing committee, yeah.
And so there's Matt Courtney and Libby Manley are two key organizers I know. Do you know some other people here?
I don't know the names. I work with Libby, but I've met recently the new national guy that is helping to organize it, and Libby is incredibly talented. And then they have, great folks, a lot of Latino organizers at the Worker Center in Red Springs. So it seems to be a more intelligent and realistic campaign in that nothing happens just through the union alone. You've got to have community and religious group solidarity. But the point being that it took a long time for the national union to recognize that the South is important. And at this point they have and are investing in it, and that's a hopeful trend. Another is that the new Religion Labor Community Coalition that's coming out of the Beloved Community Center, and basically progressive black clergy in North and South Carolina to link together, mostly black but other churches, and labor for a long-term common goal. The kind of unity that was expressed in the Memphis sanitation workers movement with Dr. King, the church, and black workers, and
around
church.
60,
68,
or
moving on toward his death.
Yeah.
And so that is a serious effort, the goal of which at this point is to repeal the 95-98 law, general statute, which forbids public workers, government workers, to unionize and collectively bargain in our state. We're one of only two states in the nation that doesn't allow that. And as you probably know, this International Labor Organization came to our state this past fall, winter, with judges from Japan and all over the world to have hearings about the conditions of our government workers and to say it's a human rights violation. We are in violation of international human rights law, not allowing government workers to organize and collectively bargain. So that's another example of international attention coming to this particular situation in the South of our repressing worker rights and noticing how that's important. So I'm seeing certain, you know, hopeful trends around that type of thing.
Thanks.
Maybe that's not what you asked, but...
That is what I asked. It's right on. Thank you. So the next question is just is there anything else that we didn't talk about, like over the few months that you... wanted to add or anything more about what we talked about today?
Nothing comes to my mind at the moment. Thank you for asking. If that occurs, I'll let you know.
Okay. So how is the, and I know you've answered this in our small groups and just with me, so thank you for indulging me again as I ask you to answer the question for recording, but how is the process for you? And you're in a bit of a unique situation than some of the others and future heirs being recorded for this because you're actually on the planning team.
Yeah.
So it's fine to talk about that too, but if we could start with like how was the process of the questions and the interview for you as a sort of a tool of recording this evaluatively?
Well, to me it's like sitting around in the room with your sister so that it's utterly, you know, comfortable in most ways, except having the light shined on one's life, you know, isn't necessarily comfortable unless you like that kind of thing. But despite the awkwardness of that, the process is wonderful because I like you, you know. So it might be a whole different experience for somebody else, but it seems that everyone you picked is someone you know. So chances are it will be kind of nice and smooth and friendly for most everybody. But I certainly have kind of enjoyed it just because it gets me in the room with you. We're both so busy. It's a time to just, you know, be together.
Thanks. I'm glad. It's been an enjoyable thing.
I tend to be skeptical of what value it is, but that's your project, so you can make that decision.
So, anything you would have done differently, like questions or tips? Or
I can't think of anything. It might be interesting over time if you, for instance, after we have the March or the April now, 18th panel, if it emerges from bringing these presentations public that there are certain areas that people are more curious about than others, you know, certain questions people have about what's important or things they want to learn from individuals regarding strategy, it might be interesting to focus interviews on things that people say they're curious about. You know what I mean? 'Cause we've had a broad brush of topics and life pattern questions, and so that's just, you know, something that might come up. But I think you did a fine job at it, you know. I mean, you took time to get a lot of input from various people on what's a way to go, and so I think it is a well-constructed process as far as I can see.
Good. Glad it seems like that.
And just fun.
Yeah, good. Fun for me too. Okay, well, that's really it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Not bad, huh?
Okay.
Thanks, Barbara.